Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
A reminder that the Skim Show is brought to you by fans like you. Support us at patreon.com/frogpants today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott. Scott.
And I'm Kim.
You didn't have any trouble with that.
I have a little trouble with my voice. I ended up with Scott's stupid cold.
Yeah. I was more than a cold. It was like awful thing.
There were a couple days of fever in with that. It was awful.
It's no good. It's no good for anybody involved.
But now I don't have a voice like you didn't 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you are... Whoops, hold on. This thing's jacked up.
But I am.
You are... what's wrong with this? Hold on. You are working toward wellness. Like,
yes,
I'll bet you by tomorrow you're in Fat City.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
I need to get well.
This is about the time where I started feeling better. So Kim got it, I had it, and then Carter brought it. So three of us now. Somehow Nick has avoided it.
6 days of gnarly. I don't know. It's one after the other, though. I'm worried he's next.
For the kid who eats nothing but McNuggets and freaking soda and...
lots of pizza, things like that,
And he stays up till like 3 with his friends playing...
on his nights he doesn't work the next day.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why he's not sick yet. He should be sick. I don't want him to be sick, but he ought to be.
He's 18. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think you did the same thing at 18.
If I wasn't, I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Like, back then, it's great. And I...
living
and
as the
much,
life.
Yeah, and as much as I want to say, hey, Nick, come on, you know, fly straight. What are you doing? Brr. Part of me's like, just live.
Just let him do his thing.
Let
Dad.
Him live. Let him live.
I'm not you, Dad. I can't even do that.
You know what's something funny? You know that app on your watch that tells you to breathe? You know
yes.
the one? It's called Breathe, I think.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's
sometimes, I turn that one off though.
It sometimes just goes on.
Oh.
And I even ask me if
it's
I
like,
want to.
You're
breathe.
Not breathing, buddy.
It's like it thinks I'm getting worked up or something. It's like just breathe.
Breathe and relax.
Breathe. Anyway, sorry. No show Sunday, obviously, because
we had a family thing.
Yeah,
well, we
sick.
Had a family thing too. That was about the same time as the show usually.
That's
was.
Right.
So
we were thinking, all right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do the family thing, and then we'll do a show at night. The problem is this cold flu thing is about 100 times worse.
I got
at
home
night.
From the family thing, and I had chills, and I totally had a fever, and
yeah, time
just
to crash.
Sat in bed and made Nick make me ramen.
Yeah. Which is exactly what the boy should be doing.
That's right.
Making his
He's
mother
a good
ramen.
Boy.
He is a good boy.
That's weird.
What?
I just noticed something in the back of my video I'm going to have to fix. Anyway, I'll do that at a different time.
Okay.
But we didn't want to miss one this week, so we're doing it just a little later. No big deal. I haven't really prepared a ton of anything.
Do we have some emails? Do we have some calls?
We have an email. I'm going to read you a short one here. Do you want to hear the short one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on a second. By the way, before we get to that, can we talk about how... okay. Kim yesterday says to me, or I guess it was the day before yesterday, you said, hey, what if we have a better night schedule and morning schedule?
Yeah. I was reading about how people have completely changed everything by starting their day earlier.
Yeah. So you get up at like 5, was it 5:30? Get up at 5,
and by 9 o'clock in the morning, you've worked out, you've gotten totally ready for the day, you've had some meditation time, you've had your hot drink in the morning. Everything is just mellowed out all morning. You have all the time to yourself, especially if you have small kids, because hopefully they're not already up at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And if not, it's just a good meditation, chill out time. Mm-hmm. And then you have your day, and it should go a lot better because of that. And then you go to bed by 9 or 10, depending on what time you get up.
Right.
And you get a solid 8.
And I said, hey, that sounds all right. We should do that. And so instead of doing 9, we did 10. And instead of doing 5, we did 6.
Yeah, so we went to bed at 10, got up at 6 this morning.
Now, let's talk about what happened between 10 and 6. First of all, Nick had one of his freaking hippie buddies over, and they were up all night. Oh,
he's not
night.
A hippie. Stop it.
Honey, his hair is down
his hair's
butt.
Fantastic.
I don't know if it's fantastic. I think it's a little dready and stinky.
No, he wears it up in a bun. That's what.
Okay. But so him and Nick are up until like 3 playing video games. Fine. It's a good time. I get it.
Yeah.
I'd be doing that if I could. That sounds great. However, I could hear that the whole time.
Well,
so he was playing
too loud.
He was playing some game that had a car in it, and I kept hearing car sounds. Here,
like
I even
screeching sounds.
I'll tell you what it sounded like. Here, I've got an example of it. And you can hear this too. You're hearing speakers, right? I think you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out. Here you go.
Oh, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
I probably slept through it thinking it was just outside.
I was hearing that car all night, and then I just couldn't sleep. I thought by going to bed, not looking at a screen, not watching TV before, literally finished stuff for the night,
mm-hmm.
went to bed, got in bed, went to sleep.
And then you kept hearing that sound.
And I could never actually nod off. So the entire night I was caught in this weird limbo state between actual sleep and awakeness.
And video game. Because you knew what the game looked like probably.
Not even that. It wasn't even just the game. Because even when that ended, I still had this. And my mind was racing and I had weird dreams. And I almost woke you up at some point.
I don't know why it was so weird. It was a weird night sleep.
I don't get it.
So I'm hoping tonight, because we're both really tired now from not getting any sleep last night, that it'll actually work and we can reset our schedules.
Seems
it
bad.
It might take about a week.
Seems bad for your cold, though, to not be restful. You know what I mean?
But I rested for 8 hours. I just wasn't asleep for all of them.
I did not rest. I tossed wasn't and turned.
Restful, but hopefully,
also, I think you got feather something on the bed. There's some kind of weird under on top of the mattress feather thing that's just cooking me at night.
No, I took off the feather bed.
Oh.
Now we just have the down comforter.
Well, that's got feathers in it.
Super light.
That has feathers in it.
It's super light. It shouldn't be a problem. But I'll take it off tonight so that you can sleep well.
I was a sweaty pig all night. Anyway, tonight I'm doing that sleepy time tea.
Okay.
And
it's also spring. And spring in Utah is very up and down with the temperatures.
And weather and pressure. And
yes.
All that,
so today's high is like in the 50s. Just 3 days ago, it was in the 30s
mm-hmm.
and 40s. So it's like, it's just really hard to get a good balance in the house of temperature.
Yeah. So we're gonna try to solve this
math. We're going to work on this. It might take a week, though, because we're used to getting up at like 7:30.
Yeah. And we're going to Vegas in a week and a half.
Yes, which will
mess us up
even
more.
Change our time schedule and everything.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I'm pretty excited to see
it'll be
a
lot of fun.
People there. Yeah. Have you seen, by the way, this... do I have it here? Oh, I have to.
Have I seen what?
Have you seen the coins that we did?
I saw when you were designing them.
I'm going to send you.
I haven't seen the coins.
This yet. Right now, because
we're
going
to send
this.
It to me.
Yeah.
Why don't you just hand me one
on your phone? No, I don't have the coin. I don't have it in hand. Dave hasn't sent me the sample yet.
Okay.
So I'm sending you a coin.
Okay.
And
oh, very cool.
Look at that. Is that nice?
Very cool. Dude. You guys are going to be so excited. Again.
Here, chat room.
These are great.
Chat room, you can see it again. Some of you saw it on TMS, but look at these challenge coins.
Oh, you are putting them out there, huh? Yeah. To everybody.
Well, I mean, you can buy these separate. In fact, I should probably get these store so people can see it, because up until now we've had mock-up art because they weren't done yet, but now they're done.
Very cool.
Heavy,
I like it.
Heavy, hefty little coins.
Do you like that? I just am usually upstairs and I hadn't seen them really till now.
Well, that's okay. And sometimes I forget to show you things, but... going to be a busy couple of weeks. Anyway, let's get to this email here.
Okay.
Dear Kim.
It's just for me. I love it.
What is Scott's greatest weakness?
Scott's greatest weakness?
This is from Shirley, and they don't say anything else, so I don't have any other information.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the shortest
thing. All right,
thing
Shirley.
Ever.
Yeah. What's Scott's greatest weakness?
This should be fun because I've never asked you this myself. I don't know.
I don't know. So, oh, I know what it is.
All right, what is it?
When it's time to leave, to go anywhere, at any time of day, it doesn't matter if it's morning, evening, Scott cannot just walk out the door.
Oh, you want to talk about this, do you?
Yes. Everyone's ready. Okay, this is the time we're leaving. Everybody get in the car. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got to wait for Dad.
Guess why? Dad has to make it. He has a quick meeting he has to take.
Every damn time.
Yeah. This is not just a me problem.
And it's not always just that. Sometimes we're all ready and everyone's, and he walks in and goes, let me get my shoes. I go, hold on a second.
All right.
We knew what time it was time to go.
Fair enough. But let's give some context. I come from a long line. The Johnson line has to poop before they go anywhere.
It's true. I've talked to Wendy about this.
My sister Wendy is the biggest person of this. She does it more than I do it.
It's not necessarily a flaw. It's just a really funny...
My mom does it.
Way. Everyone knows in the family, too.
Oh, yeah. My brother does it.
Better tell Dad 10 minutes early that we need to leave.
All the Caucasian kids... Because we have three.
I'm sure Matt's the same way.
No, he never did that. He never did that. But all the rest of us Caucasian kids did it.
There's this weird tension of what if I need to go once I get in the car?
Yeah.
Even if we're driving less than a mile away from our house. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, you may as well go here.
Going to someone else's house, which is a family member, which is just as easy to go poop.
I don't want to go there, though. It's someone else's house. I don't want to go in there and wreck the joint. I want to have my own private space. I want to do my business. And then I want to get in the car and go. And it's, here's the problem. I don't always know when we're leaving. But even when I do, now hold on, even when I do, even when we're on the way out the door, if I have, it doesn't matter. I still, my body goes, no, no, no.
No, no, no. You have a job to do.
You have to go.
A jobby, as your mom used to call it.
My mom called them jobbies, making a jobby.
Making a jobby.
So
the other thing is, and I will say this is one of my, you could say it's a strong point. You could also say it's a downfall. I don't know.
Okay.
I am an early person.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go.
If there's an appointment at noon,
I am going to be in the parking lot at 11:55 waiting.
Or earlier.
Sometimes earlier, yes.
Yeah. Most of the time earlier.
That one's when we fought about a little bit. Argument.
But it's usually like, oh my gosh,
just get in the car.
Yeah, we'll get to a place that has seats, like some kind of church function. And I'm like, honey, no one's here but us. This is stupid. We could have come 20 minutes later.
My kids do it too. Oh, here we go. Mom's going early. Do we have to be early?
It's because you end up making the thing that we're going to that we don't necessarily want to go to anyway. It ends up being 20 minutes longer than it needed to be because we got there so early.
And most of the time, when especially a family event, I have some of the food.
That's true.
I do a lot of the appetizers, so I got to be there on time.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, we're the first ones there, but...
We usually have a trunk full of fruit or something.
I do really awesome fruit platters and veggie trays.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Can I do mine now? Can I say what I think yours?
What would you change about me, honey?
Keep in mind,
we sleep in the same bed.
You have to be early to everything. That was the thing I'd change.
I already brought that one up.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just flipping it.
I threw myself under the bus there.
I can't think of anything.
Good man.
I really can't. No, I'm being legit here. This isn't me just trying to avoid the bullets. Oh, I know what it is. This isn't, again, it could be taken as a good thing.
Okay.
But you're too nice to people who take advantage of you.
It happens sometimes. Yeah. We've had this discussion.
We have had, I don't, we maybe even talked
and
about
I
it a little bit here.
I try not to let that happen.
Like I say, it's not a you problem.
I'm not trying to put myself out there to be trodden upon.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
But people take advantage of her.
Sometimes.
And they don't reciprocate necessarily. And they just expect, Kim will take care of it. And part of that is because you are really good at this. You volunteer when people need help. Like, it's a side effect of being a nice, helpful person.
I've had multiple people say, you just need to start saying no.
Yeah.
I'm like, at what point can I say no to something if I have no good excuse to say no?
Right.
Like, I am available right then.
Right.
So, yeah.
I tell you to say no more than you say no.
Than I do.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
You're really good at everything else.
I can live with that.
Oh, and that you were giving me such crap last night about the beef. Remember that? the beef.
I remember the beef.
We have some beef that I'm...
Which we'll talk about because we're going to talk about our food things. But Scott, I made London broil last night.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
But I made this nice little cut for Scott. It's probably 6 ounces of beef.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that's never enough.
Yeah.
He's always picking on the big section that's over there in the kitchen. So he's like, no, I just want another little bite. Just that one piece.
Yeah.
But I was telling you that if you want to be good to yourself, not to eat so much beef.
Yeah. Eat less beef.
It was a small portion, yes, but I was going for that. So you could sleep better because we were going to bed earlier.
Right. So. But she made this amazing brisket, and all I was saying is I wanted like this finger-sized piece that was on the...
Just give me that one piece. Wait. Don't put it away.
That's all I wanted.
There was a lot of that going on. And Carter's over there going, Dad, you've had enough meat.
You guys ganged up on
me. Of course, she doesn't like
meat,
so...
Yeah.
He felt ganged up upon.
Carter's sure quick to do that when it's not her being tempted by the thing she loves. But here's the thing.
That's true. I get it.
My dad had heart disease. None of us knew it. Yep. Died early as a result.
He had high cholesterol for years. I was like, I'm just trying to keep you healthy, babe.
Yeah, but that was some good lean beef.
And there's more today. There's more beef for today.
Yeah, but you're putting it in a stew or something.
Some of it.
Now it's all healthy. That's not as good.
Beef stew is fantastic. What are you talking about?
That's totally fine. we got one more question here. Let's see. Oh, does Kim ever get to go back home to Mississippi to visit her family? This is from Jeffrey.
Yes.
We have a big reunion planned for 2020.
2020 will be the big family reunion. It'll be the Soans and Ladner family reunion. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of people.
You start going back too far in that family history, and you start finding a little bit of crossover, if you know what I'm saying.
It's not a family tree. It's a family wreath. Okay? From way back when. Yes, some of that has gone on.
I've never heard that before. But, that's funny. Have I not heard that?
I don't know.
Family wreath.
But we do have, I was there 2 years ago with Carter and Nick. We stayed with some family.
Yeah.
We also drove a lot. We started in New Orleans, drove up to, stayed with a cousin in Mississippi, and then drove up to Nashville for a couple of days, spent a couple of days in Pensacola.
You were born in Nashville.
I was born in Memphis.
Or Memphis, sorry.
Yeah. I was born in Tennessee. So it was really fun.
Only for a hot minute. You were born there.
But that was a couple years ago.
Did your mom do that because she didn't trust the hospitals in Mississippi?
No, I think it was the closest hospital.
Oh.
They lived up in Meridian way at the top.
Oh, Meridian.
Right. They lived right on the border.
Okay.
And so that was the closest hospital.
Yeah. Keeping it Targaryen, they call it in the chat room.
Yes. Nice.
Very nice. that's good.
When we first got married, I did go back probably once a year.
Yeah.
But my family has since moved up here. My immediate family has all moved up here and some in Portland. So there's not immediate family, but I do go see extended family sometimes.
Who's in Portland right now?
Danielle is, well, she's in Oregon.
Oh, I thought they were still in San Diego for some reason.
No, they're outside of Portland now.
Yeah, they kind of are the only ones that didn't migrate up here.
So yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Not as often as I used to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you had a lot of family down there, more immediate family down there, it made more sense.
When my parents lived down there, it was fun to take the kids to visit grandparents and stuff.
But then you have to go to like New Orleans, which is kind of gross.
I like New Orleans.
I like it too, but there are parts of it.
Parts of it, yes.
You go
scary.
3 feet to the left and you're in the worst town ever. And then, you know.
It's a cool city if you know where you're going. Let's put it that way.
Jaron says, what made the family move to Salt Lake City? The main reason, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like the main reason was that all of the sons and daughters were out here and your parents were just like, well, we want to be close to family.
They were saying most of the grandkids were out here and they're like, well, we got to go where the grandkids are.
Yeah. Which would be my kids and, you know, Sarah's kids and all that.
Julie's kids, Richard's. Yep. Everybody was out
But it was
here.
Also very fortuitous timing because they moved up in 2005 right before.
1 year to the day they moved up here. 1 year to the day of
Hurricane Katrina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrina literally wiped out their little corner of Mississippi. They would have lost everything.
Yeah.
It did lose everything. There was water lines up to the roof of those places that they lived. So they got real lucky on that.
It was really awesome to have them here too.
Destroyed, man. Yeah. Just bad. And then your aunt, your great aunt or aunt? I don't know if she was great aunt.
She's my dad's second cousin. So we called her aunt.
But she was more like a distant So yeah. Anyway, she lived with us for a while. That was hard.
Because her house had to be rebuilt.
Yeah. She drank Pepto-Bismol, basically. Do you remember that? Just drank it. I catch her in the kitchen by the thing, just going, arr. She's in her 70s then, or 60s.
She was. She's now 80. She's now 80.
Still kicking it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She had those big weird feet things. What was that about? What was the deal with the feet? Remember she wore those
funky... She had polio as a child?
Oh, she had polio. Yes. That's what it was. Yeah, vaccinate your
kids.
You
need to be careful.
Back then, they didn't have vaccinations. They have them now. Get them. Go get them. Don't be dumb. You don't want polio. This poor woman is just a crooked mess and drinks Pepto all day.
She's great. Yeah. Aunt Sue.
She's a sweet lady, but she drank a lot of Pepto.
She lived with us for a while until her house rebuilt, and then they flew her back home. Yeah. So.
Her favorite drink, Pepto. All right. So she's down there now, then.
Is Pepto okay?
Is she... Do not stay at the restaurant that asks you if Pepto's okay. Do you have Diet Pepto? Do you have Crystal Pepto?
Pepo?
Pepo, Crystal Pepo. All right, that's it for those. Yeah. Something else I was going to talk to you about. Oh, let's talk about food. And you know what? This idea of repurposing food's a good one. So hold on a sec. Let's just do the thing that we do. Here you go.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
You make this brisket.
Yes, I like that you call it repurposing food.
It is repurposing. Really, it's repurposing, right? It's, like you're
it's,
not. You
it's
could
leftovers. It's true.
You could have put it in the fridge and just said, "Well, there's some
and
brisket."
And I could have just made one of the London broils, but I made two specifically because I wanted to make the beef stew today.
Best thing to ever come out of London broil. Mm-mm. That and I guess I don't know.
And I literally just seasoned it up a little bit and put it under the broiler. Flipped it a couple times. It was fantastic.
Utterly fantastic.
But it's going to make really good beef stew. Just carrots, potatoes, onions. That's all I'm
And you've already
there.
Got that going up there. Yeah. Except
it smells
you had to,
really good.
You had to turn it off to come down here. But
yes. I have to go finish it when I'm done.
Are you going to... She's going to go to the doctor with me today. Okay. Let's talk about that for a second.
All right.
It's not a problem for me just to drive to the doctor. I don't care. Not a big deal. I could do it today, in fact. But... There is something I like about going with you, and I can't decide whether it's the fact that you fill out all the paperwork for me, or if
that
I just...
That could be it.
Well, I think I also just take some... I don't know. I take heart in the idea that, I don't know, just having somebody there with you. Mm-hmm. So even if it's
I
just a
that.
Dumb checkup, you can talk. Sometimes the doctor takes forever. You can hang out in that room with me. We can sort of just sit and chill, whatever.
Sometimes it's easy. It's kind of like whenever your kids go to the doctor, too, where you remember more... of what the doctor said. And I sometimes will remember more of like, okay, remember he said this. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not writing it down.
Yeah.
Like, it's more of just a checkup. It's his yearly, you know, checkup.
Teamwork, you guys. That's
teamwork.
What this is. Teamwork.
You each have to give 100%.
Oh, Taylor's listening and says Van is listening.
Yes,
Taylor and
I
Van
saw
are
that.
Listening. Miss Swifty.
I haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah. Well,
we'll have to watch Mr. Van. Oh, that boy.
He's so cute, you guys.
Love him. He's
look
so
at my,
cute.
Just look at my phone. Hold on a second. This is such a grandparent thing to do.
It is.
I never thought I'd
do
this.
I know. I didn't think so either. But I do it when I go places and I'm like, oh, yes, you haven't seen my grandbaby. I
had somebody send me a message yesterday saying, I just heard you were a grandparent. How's that possible? How old are you? I'm like,
not that old.
Easy there, buddy.
He's
not that
not
old.
Even 50.
All right, there you go. I'm not 50 yet. Look, oh wait, it's up here.
Yeah.
Look at that little guy. Look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, I lost the video. Isn't he cute though? Doesn't that make you just want to grab him and just kiss him on the forehead and take him fishing?
Absolutely. Take him fishing?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
He's so little be the bait.
We got to see him yesterday. He was really cute. Anyway, Kim went all blurry. Wait, she did? That's because she's coughing.
Did I go all blurry?
No, it's just because of the darkness.
I probably did because I turned to cough.
You got pushed to cough? Vladimir pushed to cough? Hold on a second. You want some water? I might have some.
That'd be great.
Here. Take what I have here. Can
yeah,
you reach it?
Yeah, can I reach it?
Can you? I don't know.
No, I can't.
Here, I'll come
okay.
around here.
I'll be okay.
Here you go.
I'll be all right.
Are you sure? I don't want you to die.
You don't want me to die?
No, I want you to live.
Not just for the sex, but
so
for
sweet.
The food preparation.
He doesn't want me to die.
All right. That's a famous Homer line, just in case anyone's offended by that. He said to Marge when she was going to jail, I'm going to miss you, Marge, but not just for the sex, but for the food preparation. It's a good
yep,
line.
That's how I...
One of my favorite Simpsons
stay
moments.
Stay in his memory there.
all right. What else do we have today? That's probably about it. That doctor's appointment is looming, and we got to get a bunch of stuff done today. I got meetings right after. It's going to be... Today is Crazy Tuesday. This whole week is like
I know.
This. I don't
I
like it.
I got a ton done this morning. I picked up a lamp from that was your grandmother's.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really cool because I'm going to get it redone. And like,
how old? How lame is it, though? Is it lame?
It's really cool. Okay. I wouldn't have taken it if it wasn't really cool.
Are things from the 40s finally back in style? Is that what's happening?
I think so. We have a few older lamps in the house that I think are really cool, but I need to get them rewired. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Just so they're safe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So I got a lot done today already. I've made beds. I've done laundry. I've cleaned bathrooms. I've made dinner.
You've done it all.
I've done it all today.
And then some. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done. All right.
All before noon.
I guess, yeah, all before noon. It's pretty impressive.
That's because I started at 6.
I get it. I totally get it. But we'll be back with more of this. We should be all good for Sunday. So,
yep.
It's Easter.
It is going to be Easter.
Yeah. But we got time in the
which
morning.
Which is exciting. That's super fun.
We're doing the Easter celebration stuff in the afternoon at my sister's place. So, the morning's pretty clear for us. And you'll probably do baskets for the kids because you always do, won't you?
I probably will.
Gosh, they don't deserve it. You know what? Give Nick something better than incense to burn.
Okay.
We talked about that on TMS today.
He thinks it's just great.
Freaking stinks. You know, most kids his age use that to hide the pot smell, you know. Do you think he's hiding pot smell?
I don't think so. I've talked to him about that.
I have too.
He comes home sometimes and I'm like, whoa, you're sure? Why is this man? He's like, I've been hanging around with my coworkers.
Yeah.
He's like, trust me, Mom, I am not smoking. I don't want that.
Yeah, he claims that, but I'm just saying we need some secret cameras
or
something.
Hey, you don't trust him?
I trust him. I totally trust him.
He claims that.
I'm just saying, you know, teenagers have claimed lots of things.
True.
That's all I'll say about that. So anyway, what's happening? Kim makes me feel so like she's so productive. I've listened to... Oh, no, she is productive. She's
I try to be.
She is Lord of Production. Lord Production, we're going to call
Lord
it from now
production.
On. She made 3 babies and then some. All right, that's going to do it, everybody. Thank you all for being here. Don't forget to check us out on the web. We're at frogpants.com/skim. You can leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. And we'd love to get your voicemails. Didn't have time to get through any of those today, but we'll get some of those next week. And support us. Patreon.com/frogpants is where you do it for this show and other cool stuff on the network. It's a great kind of all-in-one place if you're not sure where to put your dollars. And if all you're into is skim, that's the perfect place. Patreon.com/frogpants.
And we do appreciate it.
We do. Thank you all for being here. Kim, any final brilliant words before we go?
I hope I don't choke to death.
Okay, don't die. Live. Live!
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Scott cannot just walk out the door.
Oh, you want to talk about this, do you?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.